Page 20, number 24-330, Marion County Fire District Number 1. Four-year fire operations local option tax. Question, shall district levy taxes of 29 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 4 years beginning 2012-2013 for fire service operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, in November 2006, voters approved a levy for 16 cents per $1,000 of assessed value to maintain fire and emergency service operations for Marion County Fire District Number 1. That levy expires June 2012. The district is proposing a levy of 29 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. This levy would allow the district to limit the impact of proposed service reductions for the next 4 years. A homeowner with an average assessed value of $180,000 at the retiring rate of 16 cents per thousand would have paid $28.80. The proposed amount of 29 cents per $1,000 would result in a homeowner paying $52.20 per year in property taxes. Marion County Fire District Number 1 is not a part of a city or county government. It is a special service district, a government entity equal to a city or county for the purposes of providing fire and emergency services. The district is governed by an elected board of directors. The levy would raise approximately $714,463.37 in 2013-2014, $728,752.64 in 2014-2015, $743,327.69 in 2015-2016, and $758,194.24 in 2016-2017. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate. Measure number 24-330, Marion County Fire District Number 1, explanatory statement. The elected board of directors for Marion County Fire District Number 1, the district as used herein, voted on March 14, 2012, to place a funding measure on the May 15, 2012 ballot. In November 2006, voters approved a levy for 16 cents per $1,000 of assessed value to maintain fire and emergency service operations for Marion County Fire District Number 1. That levy expires in June 2012. Approval of this measure at 29 cents per $1,000 of assessed property valuation equates to an increase of 13 cents per $1,000 over the current and expiring local option levy. This measure would fund district operations for the next 4 years. In 1983, the district had 29 employees and 88 volunteers, running 1,482 calls out of 7 stations. Today, the district has 40 employees and 81 volunteers, running over 5,800 calls out of 8 stations. Should the option not pass, the district would determine what services would be reduced or eliminated. Approval of this local option levy would represent an additional 13 cents per thousand or $23.40 per year for a $180,000 home. Marion County Fire District Number 1 is not part of the city or county, but is a special service district, a unit of government equal to a city or county. It is governed by an elected board of directors who are residents of the district. As elected representatives of the district residents, their responsibility is to represent the interests of the district residents by making policy decisions that ensure the highest level of fire and life safety services provided in the most cost-effective manner. Submitted by Randall Frank, Board President. Page 21 in argument in favor of 24-330. Marion County Fire District Number 1 firefighters need your support. Vote yes on Measure 24-330. The professional firefighters of Marion County Fire District Number 1 unanimously support Measure 24-330. The Marion County Fire District's request for a four-year operating levy enables our firefighters to continue providing exceptional fire and emergency medical service to the residents of our district. This operating levy, 29 cents per $1,000 assessed value, is equal to a renewal plus 13 cents. As we have provided exceptional service, the costs associated to operations have increased, similar to those we all experience in our daily lives. In 2010, personnel agreed to wage and benefit reductions. Additionally, revenue has been eliminated due to the City of Salem's continued annexation of fire district property into the city. In our effort to balance the budget, the fire district has already laid off two office staff and a shop mechanic, the latter effectively closing our repair shop. MCFD number 1 has received grants and federal funds to help offset our expenses, but these do not subsidize all of the services we provide. Further cuts will become necessary without the revenue provided by this measure. The operating levy would cost the owner of a $170,000 home only $49.30 per year, $4 per month, a relatively small price for the security of knowing well-trained firefighters and paramedics will be able to respond quickly and efficiently to emergency calls in your area. Firefighters ask for your support of Measure 24-330. We are your firefighters and your neighbors. This is about your level of service. Ensure that we can protect your families, your homes, and your businesses. Please vote yes on Measure 24-330. This information furnished by Chris Boyer, Professional Firefighters Association of Marion County. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-330. Here's one more reminder. Ballots must be received in an elections office or designated ballot drop site by 8 p.m. Tuesday, May 15th, 2012. See page 3 for a complete listing of Marion County drop sites.